and blessings, family. This is Healer Aset Miriam Ali. Hello. It feels so good to be here. I hope you guys are feeling well, too. First and foremost, let's give all praise and all glory to the Most High for allowing this work to happen, for allowing you to be here. There is no such thing as an accident. There is no such thing as a coincidence. I'm honored that we get to share this space with one another. I'm also honored that I get to do my work, so alhamdulillah for that. And whatever the God of your understanding is, just take a moment to be thankful. You know, a lot of times we don't have a lot of time to be thankful because a lot of our time is going where it should not be going. And that's not healthy. That's not healthy. Indeed, we need to begin to walk where we are being able to see the benefits and see the goal and how whatever the situation is bringing us closer to where we are intended to be. And there are many, many things that you can be doing to ensure we do that. And tonight we are going to cover those things. What does it look like to have spiritual abundance versus spiritual depletion? So often, you know, when people get readings, we're going to go ahead and go into the topic. When people get readings from me, there are two things: love, money, always. Always. It's always, who am I going to be with for the rest of my life? How am I going to make the $1 million that is owed to me, right? Because we feel like everything is owed to who we are, especially in this state and where we are at right now. So we'll do banana things. Like, we'll do things that completely make absolutely no sense. We'll do things that will compromise who we are. And we are forgetting that the most value, the biggest asset that we have is ourselves, is our soul, is our spirit, is our energy. It is not money. Nor is it a person who you are with, because you don't own, okay? To say that someone is an asset to you, you are implying that there is some type of ownership or whatever. Now, what they contribute can be an asset. Their skill set is an asset, but their person is their person. And we have to learn how to allow those things to manifest and to be what they should be. How do you go about honoring what is spiritual abundance versus spiritual depletion? We're gonna talk on the lower scale. First and foremost, you cannot be looking at spiritual depletion as if it is something that is a disadvantage to you. When we are going through processing, when we are going through this life, the biggest thing when we're talking about spirituality, that there is no such thing as positive and there is no such thing as negative. There is balance and there is that, and that's it. I mean, that's all it is. There is a reciprocity of reaping what you sow. And in the spirit realm, there is no such thing as saying, I did bad, because there are things that are just destined to happen. So that's almost saying, you know, someone, and people a lot of times can't wrap their head around this concept. What are you saying, Jose? Are you saying that it's intended for a murderer to murder or a rapist to rape or you know, whatever the atrocity is? And very bluntly, my answer is yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes, because there is a bigger picture than that act. You know, there are plenty of people who have done horrific things and gone through the process spiritually, came out on the other end spiritually abundant, and can recognize where the spiritual depletion may have happened. And sometimes when we don't pay attention to what spirit is trying to tell us. It takes a hard wake-up call. It takes a shake in your spirit to say, oh, okay, I need to get it together. And sometimes that action, we are already so connected and so intertwined with these things that it's impossible for us to get out of it. And by the time we commit the act, it has already been thought. It has already been, you know, by the time it gets into this physical realm, it has already manifested spiritually in our energy. So how do we begin to maneuver and take these roles? And the first thing is the second thing is you must put value. You are the greatest gift that you can offer to anything else. Figure out, get in tune with what your particular gift is and be honest about it and be honest about what your gift is not, because you can get caught up in trying to create something of what it is not, and you can create depletion within yourself. And that depletion can offer a setup for you to have to go through hardship unnecessarily, when we can just learn how to be spiritually abundant. And it takes going through moments of feeling depleted. It takes moments of figuring it out. It takes moments of loss. It takes moments of rearrangement, as I have identified it as. And you have to let the universe rearrange itself. When we are depleted, it is usually because of our mind state. Our mental is not the same as our spiritual. And our mental will feed into us. And in our mental often is where our grams, our holograms, grams, however you refer to them, are created. We have been told for so long that we are selfish. So we have been told this, we've been told this. Now our mind has accepted this as to be a truth, and we are acting now selfishly. A lot of times, most times, when you are not in tune with yourself spiritually, who you are acting out is who everyone else has defined you to be. Ooh, I said, what you talking about? That sounds bananas. I know who I am. Knowledge of self, I know who I am. I'm going to eye everybody up in here, because I got an ankh on my chest, and I done tattooed the entire hieroglyphs on my back. I got this. Yeah, no, okay? Even in doing that, we tend to go through this movement of waking up. I'm awake, and now I'm here, and I'm awake and present, and I know my history, and I know how to use sage, and I'm got stones in my pocket, and I'm reading charts and stuff. And now we think we know everything, and we are still acting out the characteristics. Listen, the aesthetics of knowing thyself mean absolutely nothing. It is no different than a basketball player putting on a basketball uniform and basketball shoes to play basketball, right? Just because you put the garb on doesn't mean you're Michael Jordan. You see, just because I wear and I look the part, and I'm not even saying only physically. I'm talking just because you have studied. I just was explaining this to someone. Just because you have studied a particular science doesn't mean that you have the gift to give it. Doesn't mean that you really fully comprehend it. Okay, we are very good at reading something and being able to cite it and being able to say page 24, paragraph 4, line 3, the second sentence. So what? Are you applying it? Are you useful in your spiritual space? Because it does not matter. If you are you can be doing rituals, and nothing truly is a ritual is nothing more than your energy behind the system to make it happen. Don't nobody care what the ritual is. My ritual that I love, it's a lot. I make my prayers 5 times a day. This is my ritual. This is what I do. But guess what? There were moments in my life where I wasn't on my deen. I wasn't making my salat, and my ritual may have been my meditation. And my ritual may have been, it is not the act of the ritual. It is the spiritual energy that you put behind the act, behind the system, you see. So when you are in a space of trying to catch up, do not let these aesthetics fool you into thinking that you still are not going to be spiritually depleted, okay? You have to nurture. To be spiritually abundant is no different than what we have, you know, the vision boards. I have 3 that I'm looking at right now. There's 3 up on my wall, and I constantly have vision boards up. This is something that is kind of trendy. Everybody does vision boards. When you do it, the same thing that you're doing to your brain and to your mind, you're changing your thinking. Same is true. You have to continue to exercise your spiritual abundance. When you're not exercising it, that is where the depletion comes in. You are usually able to be depleted because of these standards that we are living up to who everyone else believes us to be. And when we're doing that, we're only harming ourselves. And how dare you get in your own way and stop the mission work that you're supposed to give to the people? Because all of us are here to contribute. No one is here to just simply receive. No one. No one. I don't care who you are. And if you think that you were put on this planet and you don't have to contribute and you don't have to give, you won't come back. You won't come back. You got some lessons to learn, because it's not going to, and I am not even saying this in an authority as if I have the answers or I am a law. That's not station. I'm saying that there is an interconnectedness that all of us have to abide to, that all of us, whether we honor it or not, even as selfish as you may think you are, even if, and we're using selfish because that was the example, and you think that you don't have to give, no matter what, you're still giving. See, because you're going to show up as a selfish person to someone else who may be selfish, but they're ready to not be selfish. And so they're going to see, you're going to be a reflection, or you're going to show up to someone who is a constant giver, and they're going to see how the gift of endurance, how the gift of listening, how the gift of patience, whatever the gift is that they needed to work on, you still wind up giving. So you're still a part of the overall interconnectedness, whether you take heed to it or not. You don't get to determine that. That is the beautiful thing about spirituality, that you don't get to dictate whether or not you are going to, whether or not you're going to contribute, whether or not you're going to participate or engage. You are going to. Hearing the point blank, there's no doubt about it. So being conscious enough and being aware enough of knowing there is an element of unknowing. There constantly has to be an element of unknowing, because we are in the web of it. We are not the creator of the web. So there is always a sense of, there is always going to be something of unknowing that you're not going to have. But when you go through a spiritual depletion, the only option is up. Okay? So if you are in a space right now, if we're listening, if you're in a space of, I am spiritually defeated, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to have my breakthrough. I have read all of Dr. Ben's books. I done saw all of Dr. Field's lectures. I done participated in all of Queen of Fool's womb spas. I done did y'all know the drill. You know the drill. You eating like Dr. Sebi. I get it. You know what I mean? You done did all that stuff, and still something isn't fulfilled. Still something isn't, and it is because there is a spiritual depletion. This vessel, this body that we are in is temporary. And when we put, and this is the trick, this is the trick of making you put value in other things. You know, I so love when my clients come and they say, I just need a spiritual check. When it's not about an outside entity. you know, and usually, and if you've gotten a reading from me, you know that's where I'm going to lead you back to. I'm going to lead you back to the encircle all the way around to whatever your requests were, and we're going to bring it back to you. So you know that that's, so you understand, but when that initiative is there, I don't need to be concerned about who I'm married to. I don't need to be concerned about money. I need to be concerned about being spiritually abundant, and who I am to be with will show up. How I am to contribute financially is going to show up, because abundance attracts what you need. In order to be abundant, you have to have tools in place to reach the abundance. There is an order to abundance. There is not an order. Well, I can't say that. When we say order in terms of systematic process, there is not a chaos. And you can operate in chaos and still be spiritually fine, absolutely, no doubt. But when you are in a spiritual depletion, the chaos is so loud, your silence is deafening to you. And this is where you have to decide that your spiritual abundance is the number one priority, not your mate, not your money. These are the two main things that people come to me for, okay? Next will be children and family. None of those things can ensure you reach spiritual abundance. The only thing is you putting into place a discipline and an order that is going to not only obtain abundance, but maintain it once you get it. Because it is for you to have. You know, we hear this all the time. Especially, oh my gosh, the movement of the secret got everybody thinking, the law of attraction. I just have to think about it and it'll come. Yes, but there's so much more process after that. You have to maintain that. It's not just thinking about it. And in fact, the thinking, I would never say that the thinking is the core of it. No, it is your spiritual self. It is your spiritual self being in tune and understanding that what is already out there for me, I have the right to grab and apply. I have the right to be great. I have the right to be abundant. That is not something in your mind. That is something in your spirit. And you may start, and this is, and again, they're saying, you know, you have to learn, unlearn what you have learned. And when we're talking about spiritual depletion, just in my experience as a healer, I will never make a blatant statement like this on anything, but just my experience as a healer, when you are in a spiritual depletion, it is because you are allowing what everyone else has defined you to be your truth. And your spirit is drowning, trying to survive, saying, please, stop telling yourself you're selfish. Please stop telling yourself that you're egotistical. And instead of telling yourself these things, acknowledge what has been reflected to you so that you can finally process and deal with it, right? No one wants to put the mirror up and say, I have been selfish. I have been very, very selfish. We don't want to put that mirror up. So everybody's telling us this. Everybody's telling us we're selfish. Because once you put the mirror up, it means you got to heal it. In order to heal it, you have to find the root. Where did your selfishness come from? See, it is not about the ugly attribute. It is about finding the source so that spiritually you can release it. There's no point in saying, oh, I'm selfish, I'm going to work on it, and I'm not going to do it. Because guess what? It's going to creep in. So until you can find the core root of it and deal with it, that's what makes you spiritually abundant. And you know why? Because in your healing process, you find your own process to begin to develop to ensure these things do not continue to show up, to ensure, again, that you are maintaining your abundance. Stop putting value on things that are not valuable, i.e. money, i.e. position and station and rank. And I'm not saying that these things are not to be honored. I am saying that they are not to be fortified more spirituality. Your spirituality is going to be what accepts whatever the order is that you adhere to, whatever the process is that you adhere to, the titles, the money, all of those things are byproducts of who you are spiritually. So if you're feeling spiritually depleted and you're looking at your life and it's chaotic and broke and don't know what you're doing and da-da-da-da-da, it's your spiritual self. And sometimes it's very valuable to have checks and balances within your life that you're able to do it. I tell people all the time, when you get a reading from me, my goal is not for you to get a reading every month. My goal is to be your spiritual checkup. So once you get your reading, sometimes I let people get up to about a reading back to back within 2 or 3 months. Sometimes I'll allow that, depending on the circumstance. But then after that, this is just a yearly checkup. There should have been some type of a tool that you put in your toolbox that now you don't have to depend, because guess what? I don't want you leaning on me. I want to be a resource for you so that, guess what? You become a resource for me. Whatever your gift winds up being or whatever you are able to contribute, then you are able to give back, and then you are able to, and I am able to exchange. You see? And we have to get beyond putting any more value to anything that is really, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Your spiritual abundance. How are you being consistent in your meditation, in your prayer, how are you being systematic in ensuring that every day at this time, this is what I'm doing. Every time I am in the car, I am processing, or I know a lot of people, including myself, use the car as a classroom. They'll get the CDs and they're listening. Are you listening mentally or are you listening spiritually? There are different things, and we put so much emphasis, and I want to really give you guys real, raw truth. Your brain is physical. Okay, when you die, the brain dies. You don't take your brain with you. Your spirit is absolutely, and the functionality, it is no different than ensure that you are exercising your body, so your heart is working, so your intestines are working, so everything is working. Your brain is a part of that too. So don't neglect your spirit being so caught up in trying to control your brain and your thoughts, because if you're in your spiritual abundance, those things fall into place on their own. Knowing that you can't feed something that is not healthy to your spirit is what's going to ensure negative thoughts don't come in. You see? And a lot of people will say, well, isn't it the opposite? As long as I'm not thinking negative, then nothing can come in harmful to my spirit. Spirit don't care about that. Spirit don't care what you think is negative and what you think is positive. Spirit cares about ensuring that you are being the contributor you are supposed to be. Spirit don't care if it's good or bad to you. Spirit don't care about that. Spirit is trying to give you signs to wake up and be your abundant self and do your contribution and do it wonderfully. At the top of the show, I played a song. I did not intend for that song to play. I forgot that I uploaded it last week. But it was divine timing. It was intended to be this. But the song, if you heard it, the tones were intended to get your spirit right, to get your mind right, let you relax, bob your head a little bit, right? And then the chorus is, I done came too far, and this is the singer is Joshua Jules, dear brother of mine. But I done came too far just to walk away now. Time is of the essence, great or divine. Your greatness is in your mind. Be great. Do that. You know, you can do that. There's nothing. Have vision boards. Have vision board parties. Do all of that stuff. Read your books. Do your stuff. Do your research. Watch Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then 10 of the repeated information we already have. I'm sorry. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Do you, and be great. That's your mind. But the choice, when you are ready to be spiritually abundant, the choice is, am I going to be great or am I going to be divine? Whew. I know. I could feel y'all fanning yourselves, wiping your sweat, crying. I feel all of that. I know, because that's really what you need to begin to ask yourself. Stop asking yourself, do I want to be good or bad? Start asking yourself, do you want to be great or divine? Because you can be great. And the truth is with all of the tools that are now trending, you know, this is a trend. When I started this work, it wasn't no – people thought I was crazy. People thought I was insane. They attempted to tell me that I had mental illnesses, that I was psychologically imbalanced. Now everything that I was talking about, everybody on board, and now we're ready to roll. But now the next question, you think I stayed where and I'm not saying me personally. I mean in that web of alignment that was happening. I wasn't the only, but there were many people who thought, you talking that spirituality stuff, you not all the way there. Right? So when we're doing that, do you think that where we were 16, 17 years ago, we're in the same spot now that you're where we were there? That's not how that works. No. There is so much further spiritually, and it simply comes down to spiritually, time doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just as the song said, time is of the essence. It does not matter. Don't get caught up in, oh, I hear that all the time. I said, you've been doing this work forever, blah, 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 blah. No. It only comes down to one question. Are you going to be great or are you going to be divine? Because once you commit and you say, I'm willing to show up and I'm going to be divine, this is what I am going to do. That's when you begin to say, as Joshua is contacting you through spirit in the song, you are divine. And it makes you sit, that instrumental makes you sit and think and wonder. Gosh, I did just get a promotion. That was great. But goodness, I can start my own and be divine. Ooh, that's too much accountability, y'all said. You asking too much. We ain't ready for that. You're not ready for it, but you are the number one consumer of the world. You're not ready for it? I don't have the money. You don't have the money? So what you getting ready for? I mean, it becomes greatness or being divine. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? How can you even begin to blame? I mean, it's you. You can be great. And here's what's so this is where people tarry. Because you can be great because you're doing all the secret stuff and all the tools. You're doing all of that stuff and you're great, and mentally you are participating in the law of attraction, right? But you're still spiritually depleted. What do you mean? I don't understand that, because if I'm attracting everything that I want, yeah, your spirit, that still don't mean nothing to spirit. Spirit don't care about your iPhone. Spirit don't. Do you know that the iPhone is trying to mimic what the spirit does? Well, nobody cares about your stuff. Nobody cares about your stuff. Who are you spiritually? So if you are in a position, right? If you are in a position that you are able to move and maneuver through your hardship. Know that the depletion, know that the loss, know that the hurricane, the storm that you feel you're in right now is nothing more than the Spirit trying to say to you, or really not say, ask, when will you be ready to be divine? We so lazy. You know, the very thing, our brain, the very thing that we're trying to change our thinking in, right? The very thing that we're trying to ensure we're changing our thought process with also contributes to our laziness. And those of us in this so-called country are so spoiled and so lazy. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So this is why you can't depend on your brain activity, because your brain activity, yeah, you might attract it, but you'll still get lazy. And this is where your spirituality comes in and your willingness to be disciplined to say, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to ensure that if I have to be to the bottom, the only option is up. The only option is up. You can stay to the bottom, but there's no bottom. You know, there's a bottom. That's it. The bottom is the bottom. That's how glorious the universe is to us. That's how enormous you can wake up and be. Yesterday could have been the worst day of your life, and the very next day be the best day you've experienced in 50 years. Time doesn't care. Spirit doesn't care about time. Time doesn't care. Time doesn't care either. I guess that's a true statement too. But you have to ensure. I know y'all better be laughing because you know I'm funny. No, I'm just playing. But you do want to ensure that you are in a space of knowing. There is a difference between being spiritually abundant and being mentally capable. And often we are being trained, and I'm telling you, this is a ploy to keep you from your divinity. They begin to give you these quote unquote secrets. This is not a secret. You're just saying it in some different language. But the things, these are not secrets, but whatever, if you want to call it that. They are beginning to tell you these tools, quote unquote, to give you an opportunity to ensure that you are content with being great. Being great is good. Being great is wonderful. But being divine is being divine. Like you, there's nothing. What is more than divine? Think about this. Think about this. No one wants to look at these self-help and these all of these things as if it can be a ploy to still keep us from our greatness. See, and particularly I am speaking to the Black community. See, if we apply these tools, more tools come to us just by design, just by melanin alone. If you understand the compound of melanin, just melanin alone is going to, we start doing something simple as salat. Something simple as regulated times of meditation, something simple as every time, this is what's going to happen where it becomes ritualistic to you. You are going to manifest naturally because of the way that our melanin is responding, the way that the food that we eat is going to respond to these things, all of these different factors. We are going to respond to it differently, and we will surpass. But see, they will get us. They will get us and tell you, here's some good mental greatness. Just stay right there. Because guess what? Just as I talked about being 20 years behind what the mold was set 20 years ago, spiritually, that's us. And we don't even realize it because we've been fed, and we don't have any attainment. And I can help you if you really truly want to get free,
hit my inbox. But
There is a ploy to continue to keep you from your spiritual abundance. Because imagine who you could be. Imagine who you could be. And then, because you imagined it, it means you already are.
Oh, what you talking about, Offset? That's too much. That's too much responsibility. I'm not ready. No, it's too much. Not enough time. I don't have enough of this. I don't have this partner with me. I wish I could. Seriously, family, take a moment and ask yourself, do you want to be great or do you want to be divine? Choose. Choose. I guess I'm in the mood to do some readings. I see so many people on the line. Hello, everyone. Also, hello if you are listening online, if you are listening on your phone, if you're listening on Skype. How else can you listen to these shows? However you are listening, if you are here, it is meant. And again, I am honored and humbled that we get to exchange this energy with one another. If you would like a mini reading, go ahead and press 1, and I will get you in. No pressure, though. No pressure. Next week, we are going to have this show will begin to commence on Fridays. Starting next week, starting next Tuesday, we are going to bring the sisterhood back. Well, not back. It's not as if it left, but all of my sisters have hit me saying, do you understand that you need to do your sisterhood show? And if you are not going to do your sisterhood show, we are going to bully you and get on your nerve until you say that you're going to do the sisterhood show again. So Tuesday generally is deemed the day of war. However, I think I know that it is important. It is important for that feminine energy. And what a show to start it with. We are going to talk about sisterhood and the breakdown of sisterhood within the sisterhood because of patriarchal ways and wanting our egos fed. And how do you deal with ego properly within femininity? Because there's a lot of bullying in the sisterhood. And, I said, you done told all our secret, girl. You done told our secret that we ain't got it all together. We ain't got it all together, sisters, and stop playing. And we have a lot of sisters in the sisterhood who are in a position of quote-unquote leadership, and they are truly just bullying other sisters. They are not properly putting in a matriarchal order within the sisterhood, and it is causing destruction. And I'm going to tell on you. I ain't going to call your name, but I'm going to tell on you because the sisters that you're touching are coming to me, and not me, my person, to the sisterhood that I belong to, which is extremely sacred, which is extremely private, which is extremely and protected. But let me be really clear, y'all sisters operating like white men, y'all gonna get dealt with next week, because we're gonna address it, and we're gonna talk about conflict and how do we get through conflict. I'm gonna have two guests. My very, very, very dear sister, Ma'at, and we're going to have a very dear sister of mine, Sister Lori. You have heard Sister Lori. She is the creator of Derma Petite skincare line. I am the international ambassador for that. Please stay tuned because we have some wonderful things for that. But we're going to bring these two sisters on, particularly these two sisters, because we have fallen out. I have fallen out with my aunt. I have fallen out with Sister Lori, and we still do business together. That is still my sister. Just because we had a disagreement, just because we had to take a moment of not engaging with one another, we still knew that at the end of the day, sisterhood is far more important. We were able to recognize, we were able to see, we were able to take our lessons, and now we're even better. I cannot imagine having a falling out with them ever again. because now we have A, we went to our spiritual depletion within our relationship. We went to the bottom. And now we are spiritually abundant in our exchange with one another. You see, so that's a whole other topic. But sisters, all of the brothers, we invite you to listen. You are more than welcome to listen. You are even more than welcome to comment, because we use the radio station the radio show as a means to invite sisters into the sisterhood. So maybe you can bring sisters that you know. And it is an open forum when we're doing our radio show. However, just be very mindful that we are going to be talking to sisters. This is not, we're not going to address men in the brotherhood, because it's not our business. We really don't care what you're doing in the brotherhood, as long as you're providing and protecting us. That's what we are supposed to exchange with you. So just know, you're more than welcome to listen. You're more than welcome to engage in communication. However, the show is very specific to sisters. And then next Friday, the show that you are experiencing now will begin on Friday of next week. Oh, I didn't even do my little commercial. You can go find me at www.healerasetmariamali.com. Just how it is, how it sounds, is how you spell it. Find me on Facebook. Follow me. If you want to schedule a reading, 720-620-2316. And I think, I know my audience. I know if you don't want to speak, it's because you guys are absorbing. I appreciate that. This is Blog Talk Radio, though. But a lot of times the accountability is sitting in it, and I understand, and I get it. One more time, if there is anyone on the line that wants to get on air, you can say whatever you want. You don't have to get a reading. You can say whatever you like. If not, I don't have to continue to hear myself talk. You don't have to continue to sit here and listen. We can save some time, and you can go enjoy your family, enjoy your seeds, and be loving to yourself if you are not able to enjoy your family. But this is, you know, sunrise, Maghrib is coming in, and this is time to be family-oriented. So I love everybody. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting me. We have been on the air. We are going on 8 years, yo. So this is, we're honored to be doing this work. And you guys have seen me in spiritual depletion. Shoot, I'm so transparent. Y'all have seen me do whatever. So don't think that it's unattainable and it's not real. You are going to be better. You are going to choose divinity. You are going to say, I've been great long enough. Now it's time to be divine. I love you guys. And I have some really dope information coming to you starting October 1st around nation building. That you know you have and you want to give it to somebody prematurely, but you know you can't do that yet. That's kind of how I'm feeling. So be on the lookout for that information as well, because we are going to, some beautiful things are developing, incredible, beautiful, dynamic, enormous, all types of things, all of those descriptive words happening. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and be well. Be well. Peace.